post-match interview.
And we welcome Sean Higgins to K-Rock Football again. Sean, well done. Congratulations. Great to get the job done down in Tasmania.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's almost difficult. Probably not the conditions maybe we first thought in the first quarter and a bit, but then got a little bit more Tasmanian-like later on in the game, and it was a tough contest. We knew we were going to get their best because they've actually been really competitive and good the last 4 or 5 weeks, and we needed to be on our game. It didn't exactly look the way that we wanted it to, but in the end, we got the 4 points and continue to build.
Yeah, and winning ugly sometimes is the way to do it, and they certainly kept the pressure on you for most of the afternoon with the way they set up behind the, especially behind the ball.
Yeah, they're a dangerous side behind the ball. They get heavy numbers back, really aggressive, and obviously got some guys who like to run and attack the game, and that was on display today. And yeah, we had to knuckle down and get it right in the contest and own the footy in our front half, which I thought we did, particularly in that second quarter. We probably didn't put it on the scoreboard the way we'd like, and then we gave them one or two easy goals in return. I think time in possession, sort of inside 50s, it looked good for us, but like I said, when you give them a sniff, they look dangerous.
Sean, it's Benny Cass. Obviously, you'll celebrate with a kebab tonight, maybe, but what does 250 games mean to you?
Yeah, it's probably reflected a little bit, Benny, this week, but maybe more so at the end of the season. It's been an enjoyable journey. I'm grateful that I'm still being able to be given an opportunity to play. 250 at one stage seemed a mile off when you're struggling body-wise and season-ending injuries and that sort of thing, particularly in the early part of my career. And then got a new lease of life going to North Melbourne and then a great opportunity to come down to the Cats. And it reflects on the environment that I've been in over 3 clubs now. There's 3 great footy clubs. I've had some really good people around me and great players around me that have helped me play the footy I have and also contribute to the journey.
Sean, Neilty, well done, mate. 250 games, that's a wonderful achievement. Now, mate, can you explain to our listeners, is it difficult for someone like you who's so experienced and, as you said, you're at your third footy club and we're a month out from finals, how difficult is it to focus on the game at hand? In this case, it's Kangaroos down in Tassie, compared to having one eye looking forward to what's about to come in 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, we're trying, thanks firstly, Neilty, but try and blend the two. I think you'd understand what that means, that you've got to stay in the moment and make sure you don't take your eye off what you're doing, particularly on game day and the build-up for that, but then also making sure that individually your role, what you need to bring to the side, but then also us as a team, is building towards what is going to be coming in the next 3 or 4 weeks. And I think we've been really good at that. We've spoken a lot about building our game over the whole season and piecing it together and getting it going for finals. And I think we've seen that over the last month. It's exciting for me. Like I said before, that's part of the opportunity that I've been given, an unbelievable club to come here, and along with a couple of the other boys. And, you know, we work to get ourselves in this position. You give yourself an opportunity and then you hope that through the hard work and a touch of luck, things go your way at the back end of the year. But it's pretty easy to stay in the moment because you look at the ladder and you think, well, this should be an easy win. But we know exactly that sides are difficult at the moment. There's no easy game, so we've got to be on each week.
No, that's fair enough, and you explain that really well. I suppose part of, you know, playing your role and all those types of things can... Today we saw Nathan Kruger make his debut, and we also saw Zach Guthrie come back into the side, and you wouldn't be aware of the stats, but he did have a fair bit of the footy. Just on those two guys, can you, one, give us a bit of an insight into Nathan Kruger and then talk about someone like a Zach Guthrie, how difficult it may be for him being maybe in the best 26, not the best 22, but he gets his chance and he plays really well.
Yeah, it was noticeable the game that he played. I thought his intercept marking across the middle of the ground was first class and used the ball well. Cruz is a, you know, great energy sort of guy around the football club. He's always up and about, just wants to play his role for the side. It's great to be giving young guys opportunity and wants a really established team. I think Scotty's spoken a lot the last month that we have got a really solid group of 26, 28 players, and we know that there's guys that should be in the team and they're not necessarily in, but the opportunity, you need to make sure that when the opportunity comes up that you're ready to go. And you never know. It's, you know, we got an injury last week to Brian Myers. There's still footy to be played. Anything can happen. It's a long season and we make sure that all the guys are ready if that opportunity comes up. So fantastic those two guys got it. I thought Cruz was really good as well. He was keen to blend into that back six. He did his role, and Gus, every time he comes in, he seems to play the role that we need, which is full credit to him.
Sean, obviously, I'd imagine you'd be a garlic sauce man on your kebab, but I just wanted to ask you, are you hitting the finals in good shape? Are you, like, you missed last week, you were sore. Do you feel like you physically got yourself where you'd like to be, sort of on the eve of a final series?
Yeah, last week was really minor. We've sort of internally spoken about what the best prep is for everyone and the side included. So yeah, I'm feeling really good. I'm enjoying the role that I'm playing. It's a different, slightly different role to what I've played in the past, but I think we're getting great contribution across the board over the last few weeks, and we've got good results from that. So continue to do what the team needs me to do and play my role up forward and enjoying it.
So you got to let us into a K-Rock secret here. Which of your former teammates gave you the most lip out on the field today?
It was probably Luke McDonald, but he's been lipping me ever since I went to the club. So a few text messages during the week just to let me know that he was going to be around. But the thing with Luke, he's mostly hot air. He's a lot of talk. But it was great to be able to fight against the old boys as well. And some great mates there. I had a really good time, and they're going through a period at the moment of rebuild, and they seem to have a great opportunity moving forward as well.
And great for Nathan Kruger to get a crack. He obviously sort of a late inclusion, if you like. And, he certainly didn't look out of place. His stats weren't huge, but a few nice things. And, he's obviously another one, Geelong system. They've got to sort of earn their stripes to get in. But, some really good signs from him, albeit, in his first game of footy.
Yeah, there's a number of guys knocking down the door. It's unfortunate the last couple of weeks that the VFL, they've had to play a bit of a scratch match during the COVID period, so we've adapted to that. And the energy from those guys, training, and it's been first class, and they've spoken about what they were able to do last year in that scenario. Now I'm seeing it firsthand, and it takes a whole club to be able to put the 22 in a position to play each week. So those guys are doing a great job, and Krug got his opportunity today.
Nice little touch at the end with Jack Zabel and Joel Selwood carrying you off. But obviously, with you having a great time at North Melbourne, it was a nice little touch at the end, and with the Cat skipper as well.
Yeah, Zeebs and I developed a great relationship over the 6 years that we were there. And then obviously Joel, who I played junior footy with, been mates with for a long time, and now got the opportunity to play with him. I appreciate what those two guys have done for me in my career as well.
Back home for the last three games at GMHBA. Good way to finish the home and away season for the Cats, to be back at home.
Yeah, it is. Haven't been there for the last couple of weeks, but like we chatted about, really important to continue what we've been doing over the last 3 weeks and set ourselves up just to give yourself that opportunity, which is what the 22 games are for. And we're doing that, and to play the last three at home probably adds another layer to that as well, so we're looking forward to it.
Congratulations on your 250th this afternoon, Sean. Safe trip home, and we'll catch up with you as we head towards the finals. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you, boys. Thank you.
Cheers. Well done, Sean Higgins.
Post-match interview.